702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Kabazela joining us then on the line. What's gone viral? It's a good morning to you, Kabazela. I hope you're well.
Good morning, Arubili. This is indeed a first. Welcome to the breakfast show.
Yeah,
nice to hear you.
It certainly is a first between us. Yeah, I hope you're well. Look, things definitely aren't as easy as one would hope, particularly when it comes to introducing your kids to music from your own time.
Yeah, so this is a video that's gone viral. If you take yourself back to the 80s, there was a
very difficult for me because I'm only 88. So it does make it very difficult to take myself all that way back.
You youngster. So there was a pop star by the name of Tiffany, and she was famous for a song called "I Think We're Alone Now." Doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Sure, I don't know if it's the singing or the actual song, but nope, doesn't ring a bell.
But you love it, eh? You love it.
Let's say that.
So, I mean, she one sort of a one-hit wonder, maybe, but she's still around. She's now about 50 years old, and she still goes around and she does some concerts. And she was at a concert this weekend and in Florida in the U.S., and she was singing that specific hit song. Now, don't judge her on this performance because, I mean, you know, her representatives have said that she's been on the road for a while, she's lost her voice, and this is the reason why her performance wasn't so great. And during the performance, she even called out one or two of the fans who were heckling her, and she kind of swore at them. But, you know, they said it was stress from the road, and that's why her voice was gone. But if you watch her perform, she actually looks like she's, you know, a typical karaoke singer who's up there, had one or too many, you know, bottles of wine and having a full go. But enough about me. Let's hear the performance of Tiffany's very sad performance of "I Think We're Alone Now."
At least she could strum the guitar right by the sounds of it.
No, she wasn't even playing the guitar.
Oh, no.
It was a musician that was stringing the guitar
next
to her.
Oh, boy.
At least that was good. But, I mean, you can hear the audience. Some of them are singing along, and they're still thinking they're back in their younger days and living the best lives. So shame, Tiffany. Maybe she'll have a better day next week. But let's ask the question, Arubile. You know, music from yesteryear. I mean, some of the music today, I don't think you and I will be playing it to our kids.
Not so sure. Imagine trying to introduce my kids one day to amapiano. Like, yo, where do I start?
I don't think it'll be classic.
No.
And some music is classic. And if you speak to some of your mates and all that kind of thing, some people grew up with their parents playing their music from their days. It's stuck, you know, and maybe you've passed it down from generation to generation.
Yep.
Or you've got a family song that you love, or you had a special song that you danced with your father or your mother to from their time. Tell us this morning, those songs and those bands or artists that you still appreciate from a long, long time ago.
Yeah, 011-883-0702. Introducing your kids, or just generational songs, I suppose, songs that you've taken in from your family. And what are those? Which bands, which singers do they love? And then the second story, then, a child having a lucky escape. What's that about?
Yeah, so, I mean, they say when you have kids, you need to make sure that there is, you know, the TVs and cupboards and all this kind of stuff is all child-proof. So, because kids will walk around and they'll try and reach for things and grab things. And sometimes these things can fall on them and, you know, end up causing some major injuries to these youngsters. So, this is a video that was caught on CCTV footage in a restaurant. And this little youngster was running around the restaurant, and he then goes to one of the fridges that are in the sort of, you know, in the normal place, sort of in this restaurant where people can just go and help themselves to a drink or whatever it may be in the fridge. And he goes to the fridge and he opens the fridge quite sort of, you know, roughly, and he leans on it a bit. And then this fridge starts coming down and down, and you think, oh my God, it's going to fall on him and crush him. And luckily there was a waitress that was, you know, holding a plate of food, walking nearby this fridge when it happened. And she just lunged forward with the plate in hand still, and she managed to catch this fridge and prevent it from falling down. And then a whole bunch of people ran and saw what was happening and helped her. Sure. And then you see this little kid crawl out underneath unscathed and fine, but absolutely frightening to see, and lucky escape for this youngster. So yeah, kids sure. Doing kids things, I suppose.
Yeah, unfortunately so. Well, lucky in this case, I suppose, or fortunately so, really happening as well. Kabazela, thank you so much for that. That is indeed what's gone viral then with Kabazela. As of course we did ask you the question, introducing music from your time to your kids, what song would you introduce them to? Huh? What is that one song you'd probably want your kids and even your grandkids to know from your time?